This is the King Chasing Podcast. Here's your host, Richard Martin.
Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of the King Chasing Podcast. Don't forget that you can catch up on all of your favorite episodes of the King Chasing Podcast at the NCCAA.org/podcast on YouTube and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Today's guest is Abby Schultz. Abby is a graduate of Grace Christian University, where she played basketball and volleyball for the Tigers. In her senior season, Abby helped lead the Tigers to their first regional championship in women's basketball in school history, culminating in a fourth-place finish at the 2016 NCCAA D2 Women's Basketball Championship. Abby was named the first-team All-American in 2016 and was the winner of the prestigious Game Plan for Life Award. Following her playing career, Abby coached women's basketball at Hannibal LaGrange University, Dort University, and Indiana Wesleyan University before earning her current role as championship sports manager for the NAIA. In 2022, Abby earned the honor of being inducted into the Grace Christian University Athletic Hall of Fame. Thanks for tuning in and welcome to the newest episode of the King Chasing Podcast. And welcome back to the newest edition of the King Chasing Podcast. I'm your host, Richard Barton, and I am joined by Abby Schultz. And Abby, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks so much for this opportunity.
And so we'll just kind of, you know, jump right into it, Abby. And, you know, growing up, what was kind of your walk in your Christian faith? How did you become a Christian and come to know the Lord?
Yeah, I was blessed to grow up in a Christian home. So I met Jesus at a young age, and then really started in my high school years to decide to follow him fully. And so with that, it led me to pursue Christian education in college as well, and being able to just grow in my faith, and everything kind of started from the young age to be where I am now in my walk with Christ.
That's awesome. And of course, we'll get into your college career, but you grew up, you know, I guess you grew up playing both basketball and volleyball. How did that just kind of come about?
Yeah, growing up, I played just about every sport. Basketball and volleyball started kind of being passions for mine. I had transferred schools going into middle school. And at the time in Michigan, basketball was a fall sport. And so I picked up a basketball to get to know girls at my new school and fell in love with it right from there. So it's been incredible to see, yeah, just kind of where my love for sports started and then continuing now into a career in it. And all thanks to, yeah, middle school Abby picking up a basketball and volleyball, just trying to meet new people at a new school.
Awesome. And so, like you said, you know, grew up and went on going to Grace Christian University. How did that come about? What was the recruiting process like? Did you always think you were going to go to Grace, or how did you decide to go to Grace Christian?
Yeah, so my recruiting process was a little unique. It was so many years ago where nowadays recruiting looks completely different. You're able to text with recruits and call them. Back then it was a lot different. I initially told Grace no. I said thanks, but no thanks. And I continued on my recruiting path. Late in my senior year of high school, some offers had fallen through and some other things had happened where I was like, okay, well, let me kind of reevaluate some different colleges. And so I reached back out to our coach at Grace and I said, hey, I'm not exactly sure what's happening, but can I explore it? And so I came onto a campus visit about 2 weeks later. And then I started attending, open gyms on Sunday nights. At those on Sunday nights, we had other local recruits who were coming. And actually I met three other girls who they were still in their decision process too. And we were all late in the game. And we had a conversation once that like, I'll come here if you come here. And so we all kind of recruited each other there. And so the four of us then went through college together and are best friends to this day. And it's really cool to see how God kind of orchestrated that recruiting path to not go the way that I thought, and then end up at Grace. And then we recruited each other without knowing each other to be able to go and, play basketball at Grace.
And then you also played volleyball at Grace Christian. So how did that come about and how did you kind of balance being a two-sport athlete?
Yeah. My first 2 years, I was focused on basketball academics. We had a volleyball coaching change, and I knew the new coach coming in. She reached out, wanted to see if I would come out for the team. Initially was pretty resistant, and then over time and kind of working through it, sitting down with my basketball coach and talking through things, he was willing to have a dual sport athlete. It was a lot. The month of October was insane with the overlap, but just really grateful for the opportunity to attend a smaller college to be able to do both. And being able to do 4 years of basketball and two of volleyball then at the collegiate level.
And so, you know, had a special season 2015. That team with Grace Christian gets all the way to the NCCA D2 tournament semifinals. What do you remember about that team and just, you know, kind of the relationships on that team? And did that help you just kind of exceed maybe expectations and get all the way to the semifinals of the Division II tournament?
Yeah, absolutely. That year, it was probably my favorite year of playing, because all of a sudden, everything that we had done for the past 3 years and before that had finally clicked. And so, like, I kind of was talking about the four that we had kind of recruited together. We were all in our last season together, kind of what was that going to look like? We ended up, before we reached the semis, we claimed the first regional title in school history. And with that, it was like, okay, we can go on and do something more. And so that was a really meaningful win, if we're talking on the court, to be able to actually claim the title and then move on and finish in the semifinals. But off the court, it was the relationship building. It was the trips that we went on. It was the different things that just made that team super special. And just the way that our team came together off the court to make those wins on the court even more special. Doing it alongside, teammates who we loved each other through the thick and thin. We were there for each other throughout the different parts of the season. As you know, basketball is a really long season that goes over the holidays, and it's a lot. So to be able to have the team all buy in it was a great opportunity our senior year to be able to go and finish in the semis.
Awesome. Awesome. And so there in that same year, you earned the Game Plan for Life Award from the NCCAA. Just kind of, you know, what are some of the things you were doing off the court that, you know, to show the love of Christ to those in your community and not just on campus that helped to lead to you to, you know, earn this prestigious honor?
I was incredibly humbled to receive it. I didn't know I was receiving it until I was at the banquet before our first game of competition. So it was an incredible, humbling experience, but a big part of it was buy-in to the community at Grace. I served as a resident assistant on campus and also was just invested in other areas. I worked in our enrollment office and did a variety of different things around campus. So I wasn't just solely an athlete, but tried to get to know other people on campus, which really helped. Kind of building that community and that relationships cross campus, as important as they are within athletics, to also be able to have them across campus was great during that year.
Awesome. And then, you know, after college, you know, you get into coaching first. Did you always want to be a coach, or did you think you'd ever be coaching basketball at any point?
I wasn't exactly sure what I wanted to do when I graduated. And I had a few months of trying to figure out what my next steps were. And that was a really trying time to figure out, okay, now I have my degree, what am I going to do with it? I came into college wanting to study sport management. And so through the opportunity that I had at Grace Christian to play and get a degree from there, I was also able to get a degree from Davenport University and being able to have both my religious education degree and my sport management degree. And business side was really important to me. With that, I knew I wanted to get into something within college athletics. I think after my 4 years of experience, I realized college was the sector that I wanted to be a part of. And so with that, coaching was not necessarily something that I always had in my mind, but it became more and more evident as I started looking back over my college years and understanding the impact that coaches have on lives, no matter if you're at college, high school, middle school, whatever it is, those opportunities. But I did know eventually I wanted to get into the administrative side of college athletics. And so before I got there, I wanted to coach, because when I was on the administrative side, I wanted to know what the coaches were going through, what everyday life looked like, what it looked like as a coach. So I was blessed to be able to coach for 5 years and then move into administration from there on. And so I'm able to kind of relate with coaches in that sense, having lived it, but now really passionate about the administrative side, supporting coaches with that.
And, talking about when you were coaching, how did you as a coach not just instill the basketball skills, but that servant leadership and the Christ-like characteristics that you were honored for in college? How did you instill that into your players during your different coaching stops?
Yeah, a lot of it was seeing our athletes for more than what they could just do on the court. It was a lot of the relationship building, a lot of seeing who are you? I care about you. And not necessarily, can you go out and drain the three at the last second for me? And so it was a lot of that. Let's try and build relationships and then also have them build relationships with each other. So it's not just a relationship between the coach and the player. I was a full-time assistant at my stops, and so it was a little bit different than being the head coach, where I could have different conversations with our athletes. And so it was a lot of that relationship building alongside, yeah, just alongside of coaching and just being really intentional about making sure that my student athletes knew that I was passionate about them and not just the X's and O's of the game.
Awesome. And so, just going through your different stops, is there just like, maybe a certain memory that kind of pops in your head coaching that, maybe it just kind of sat there and you go, this is why I got into coaching, whether it be, a big play or off the court where someone, something happened in their lives.
I coached a variety of different athletes, so there's so many that kind of come to my mind, but I think the biggest one that I know this is going to be like the staple in a lot of people's stories here, but the year of COVID, I was coaching at Dort University at the time. We had made the first national tournament in school history the year prior. We were going back for our first win at the national tournament that second year, and our team was headed into the locker room when we found out that the games were canceled. And so we were dressed, sitting in the stands, about to head in. And that moment in time was just one that those 2 or 3 hours are ones that we just always remember, where it was so much more than just the game itself. So we sat there, we sat in Sioux City, Iowa for 3 hours on the court and just grieved. And it was a lot of understanding. We had to grieve the seniors who had the loss of not that opportunity. We had to grieve, not being able to play and not being able to do those different things. But at the same time, it was just loving on the athletes. And we didn't have a roadmap for what was going to be next. And so there was just a lot of that's a moment in time where it was like, you know what, it's more than coaching at that point. We couldn't play that day. We worked all season long to be able to do that. And having that chance taken away is something that it stung. We thought we'd have a shot at making a run. But that was one where we just had to stand back and be like, it's not even coaching at this point. It's how can we love these girls well, and what can we do during this time of uncertainty? And so that was a big point, I think, initially that kind of came to my mind.
And so now you move into your role of the NAI, where the championship manager. First, as you're, what do you use from the lessons you learned as a coach for your current job?
Yeah, a lot of what I find with coaching is it's working with people. And so a lot of it is being able to, right now in my role, I'm able to empathize with the coaches, understanding why questions may come at certain times or what's going on in their lives, especially at what point in the season are they in? Are they super stressed because they're at the national championship and not always thinking clearly? Absolutely. You're trying to plan for that next game. Are they, preseason? They're trying to figure out all the little details. So a lot of it too is just being able to understand kind of the path of the year. I work with a variety of sports, so being able to adapt that into the other sports that I work with, and just kind of, yeah, being able to live alongside of them in that, has helped a lot from the administrative perspective.
And then, of course, you've experienced playing in a championship at the NCCAA level. Now that you've kind of worked at championships, how does it, differ from seeing it from the player level, where maybe you're just focused on the game, to now the administrative level, where you have so much more you have to focus on to get just to get ready for a championship?
Yeah, when I was a student athlete, I didn't understand everything that was going on behind the scenes. But when I kind of think back over my career, like one of the biggest highlights was making it to the national tournament. And so I just think of that from our teams that have never qualified for a national tournament. For me communicating with that coach, it's a different there's always excitement around national championship, but it's different on their end. I know as a player, we made it once, and that was like I can tell you a ton of details about our week in Joplin, Missouri. And so just being able to like remember those little things and understanding that like whether it's their first time or their fourth time as a student athlete, those are the memories that the student athletes hold on to. And so even as the coaches, like I remember when I was coaching in the national tournament, like I hold on to those memories, but it's even, I don't know, it's even more special for me when I'm working with those 18 to 22 year old girls and I see them walk into the gym for the first time and their eyes are wide, or, you know, I watch them come up to the softball diamond and there's different things like that. There's just different ways to be able to remember kind of those opportunities that we're able to, able to help create and foster, and that kind of community and atmosphere, as opposed to just going through day in and day out doing the same thing. Just understanding, I remember our first banquet and our first, you know, our first time going out to play the game and the team that I lost against and, you know, the last team that we lost against and all these different memories. And it's just super important, I feel now, running national championships, to be able to gather that experience that I had with at the NCCAA and being able to foster that. Hopefully for the athletes that I get to interact with.
And then of course, throughout the year, you deal with many different schools, different sports and athletes. And sometimes it could be stressful. You may have, you know, a certain coach that gets frustrated with you or an athlete that's frustrated. How do you continue to show the love of Christ, even if you're frustrated at some of the events, you know, just continue to show the love of Christ and just be there for them, even though you're not working, you know, for a Christian championship, Christian institution, how do you still continue to show the love of Christ for them?
Yeah, a lot of it, again, it goes back to that relationship and just how are you going to, you have that opportunity to love these coaches, the administrators, the athletic directors, whoever else is around you. So just being able to take time in the morning to make sure that I'm dedicated to being in the Word before I step foot into the stadium that day or whatever that is, the arena, the softball diamond, whatever it looks like, just being able to make sure that I'm rooted before I go out and interact with everyone has been a big, that's been great for me to help show Christ's love, and just being able to recenter myself. A big thing too that I've learned in this position is how important it is to find Christian community. So being plugged into the local church and being able to have those people who go through the highs and lows of life with you, just to be able to then, I'm able to, yeah, love others better by having my community.
And so, you know, a couple of years ago, you were inducted into the Grace Christian Hall of Fame. Did you know that was going to happen? And how did it feel to, you know, receive that prestigious honor?
Yeah, I did not know it was going to happen. It was another humbling experience. I actually was back on campus when I'd initially found out. And so our athletic director, who he was our SID when I was in college, so I knew him really well, I swung by the offices and he was in and he's like, "Hey, I just need to let you know that that you're being inducted into the Hall of Fame." And I wasn't sure what to say. So it was a really, really humbling opportunity. There were so many amazing people who've gone before me, but I would not have had near the amount of success if I didn't have my teammates around me. We had some incredible teams, and the girls that I'm still doing life with, it's just incredible to see that we all, you know, we decided to go to a college, and all of a sudden, you know, by playing college basketball, we found some of our people. So it was just really cool to see. I was just really humbled to be inducted. Pretty a little surprising, similar to the game plan for life. I wasn't expecting it when it came. So it was a really humbling experience.
Then we'll just close out with this. Of course, you've had the experience as a player, as a coach, now managing championships. What advice would you probably give to someone who maybe is listening to this, who's in high school or in college, that wants to chase a career in sports or continue or playing a sport in college and wants to, you know, continue their walk in faith and grow in their walk with Christ?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you're contemplating whether or not to go on and play in college, give it a shot. Do it. There is a lot. You're going to have time management, and you're going to have a ton of different things. But the opportunities that I had at Grace Christian and at the traveling that we got to do and the different things that we were able to do because of college basketball was an amazing opportunity. So first of all, do it. but also, yeah, make sure that you find people around you, no matter if you go to a Christian college or a public college, whatever that looks like, find people around you to push you in your faith, to keep you accountable, to help dive into the word, to do different things, because ultimately your people are going to help shape your community and kind of the culture around you. So just making sure that you're intentional about building those relationships and then sustaining them once you've built them.
Awesome. Well, Abby, thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you so much for your time and for being able to tell some of your story.
Absolutely. Thank you, Richard.
Thanks again to Abby Schultz for spending time with us today on the King Chasing Podcast. In this episode, Abby reflected on her playing career at Grace Christian University, the challenges and responsibilities of being a Christian coach, and how humbling it was to be inducted into the Grace Christian University Athletic Hall of Fame. Thanks again for tuning in, and don't forget that you can catch up on all of your favorite episodes of the King Chasing Podcast at the NCCAA.org/podcast on YouTube and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. I'm Richard Martin, and we'll see you next time on the King Chasing Podcast.